Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's one thing that Steve believes he's better at than all of us.
That is true, sir.
And it's not relations, because I've talked to many of your exes.
No, you have not.
There's a string of exes. I'm sort of the exit interview for your exes. They call me and they're like, help me get over what just happened. I'm like, I can't.
Oh, whatever.
But the other thing that Steve thinks he's better at than all of us is driving.
I know I'm better at that.
So let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever feel like you zone out while you're driving?
Maybe on road trips going long distances. You know, your mind goes into that little zone. You're still cognizant of everything around you, but you're just kind of zoned. Yeah.
27% of people actually say that they do it completely, like, zone out.
Like the driving through city and traffic and all that? Or
yeah.
Like running down to this grocery store, you're zoning out.
You'd be surprised. And I wish I could do this to you, but there's no real way to do it.
What?
I've been in plenty of trouble with the law when it comes to driving because I was
bad at it.
No, I was a courier and I was speeding a lot.
Right.
So I lost my license.
You did.
And one of the ways to prevent yourself from losing your license more quickly is to take plea bargains in some of your cases. And one of the things you get in a plea bargain is you have to go to defensive driving school.
Yeah, you had to go to that school, that junior college of bad drivers.
I went to the terrible one. It might not be terrible. It's at Hamden and 25, basically.
I heard that's for the worst drivers.
It sort of is.
Okay.
Because it's a two-day class.
You had to go two?
Yes.
At Hamden?
And yes. And so I'm sitting there in the first day of class, and you're just getting through, and you're looking around the room with just
all judgy eyes on everyone else. Or,
well, you know, everybody in there is in for vehicular manslaughter and whatnot. And I'm just like, I just drive fast. Okay. And they talked about zoning out while driving. And you're just like, in day one, and we're all like, no, we don't zone out. I just killed somebody with my car. I just have 10 DUIs. I just drive fast, whatever. And they're like, okay, cool. So then, okay, drive home. We'll resume class tomorrow morning. And then you get in the next morning and he's like, write down three distinct things you saw on your way home. And you're like, I don't remember. When you're going home,
yeah,
you what do you see? You don't think of anything. Right. You're completely in the zone.
If you're taking the same route over
absolutely
and over, yes.
You
don't acknowledge, you're right.
You're just
so used to.
It's like, tell me, how many stoplights did you hit red? It's like, I don't know. I just remember I left here and then I was home and I was like, oh, look, my garage. All of us do. I think this number is ridiculous. Dude,
but you're not one of these people. Your mind does not wander when you drive. You choose to, like, watch TV while you drive. You choose.
Play Clash Royale.
Yeah, you're doing physical activity. Well, you're doing everything but zoning out.
I'm zoning out on what I'm supposed to be doing.
No, not driving.
Right, not driving.
Yes.
I'm zoned from the drive, I am giving my full attention to Netflix.
It's honed to Netflix.
I am 100% going, I'm going to binge watch The Office before they lose it.
Jeez.
So when they did this survey about people zoning out,
right,
like I said, only 27% of people think they do. But in reality, it could be closer to 70.
That
is what they
zone
say.
Out.
Because with the more people who have that adaptive cruise control, lane assist, the little beep, beep, beep when you gotten too close to somebody.
Well, I never thought of that stuff.
You're just not.
You don't have to have your head in the game
you
anymore.
Don't.
You do.
And the little blinky thing. Dude, no. I drive a POS Toyota Tacoma that has 0% of those features.
Okay.
But I'm just bigger than you, so if I zone out, I'll just go over the top
of
you.
You'll crunch all of us.
So some of the things they also found from the survey that I found telling that I wanted to run past you. 90% of us think we're good drivers.
You're not.
Even though 22% of us, and this includes you, have had someone comment on our bad driving before.
I've had a lot of people comment, not on my bad drive, just on my driving. They don't call it bad.
Okay.
They just
then allow me to be the first. You are awful.
A great
you are
driver.
So aggressive. Dude. You're constantly cutting people off and going, then you're like, why is this guy tailing me? I was just showing him the program.
But everyone, yes. But do you notice, though, my head is so into the game while your guys' heads
your
are
head's
so
into
not into
showing somebody else what they're doing wrong.
You're right.
That's not the game.
But I have to be
I've
on.
I've been in defensive driving for 2 days. You're
okay. That's right. I made you an ex. I forgot.
You're supposed to drive defensively, not offensively.
The reason I drive offensively because the rest of you are all defensively. It allows me to be on the offense.
Okay. Allow me to be the second person to tell you. You drive like crap.
Wait, no. You can't be a defense if there's no offense. So I'm the offense for all you defense.
Oh my God.
Yes.
49% of us are often distracted while driving. This is different from zoned out. Eating or using your phone are the top two things.
Yeah, you do both.
Yeah, I'm usually watching an episode of The Office. Got my hot plate of ramen going in the passenger seat. 49% of us have had a friend or family member who's such a bad driver, we don't feel safe riding with them. There's a person who works here who I won't name. But it rhymes with Schmock's man.
Is she that bad?
Oh my God, dude. Never get in the car with her.
Right.
We were up in Blackhawk one day and I was like, I think I left fingernail imprints in the dash. We were just driving from one place to another and all of a sudden I'm seeing Cripple Creek and I'm like, we're way wrong. And she's like, okay. And flipped it on a mountain highway.
You're
and
right.
It's like,
she does everything. Her head is everywhere, but in,
Yep.
Yeah.
And finally, 1 in 7 of us don't think we'd pass if we had to retake our driver's test.
I would ace the driving part. I might have a little problem with the written.
And what does that say about, because the written part's going to be like, okay, so driver A just barely got in front of you. Should you A? And you're like, writing in the answer, flip him off while taking his front quarter panel out.
Yes.
That's not it.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.